nokusilela kwemuntu because kube nokusilela kwemuntu nangithola i-message asike ukuselela but the Lord prepared the message for me that I should give today. Hallelujah. Bishop and non-bishop, allow me to say all protocol observed. Say to the living God, the Lord wants us to serve him with willing hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And David said, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. And David said with longing, oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate, verse 18. So the three broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David.
Yes.
Nevertheless, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. Yeah. Verse 19. And he said, far be it from me, O my God, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of this man, who have put their lives in jeopardy? For at the risk of their lives, they brought it. Therefore, he would not drink it. These things were done by the three mighty men. Hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah.
King David says, all that I may have water, all that I may drink water.
Yeah.
He is revealing his longing. He is longing for water. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Utisana the man. As Bethlehem. Lo mthombo kwakune army. Hallelujah. Then these three men, they risked their lives before the king. Say,
my God.
The king had spoken.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. They risked their lives. They broke through the Philistines. But put a
look at me.
Out of willingness.
Yes, Lord.
Then, when Moses, we cannot overemphasize that we are serving God. Hallelujah. Simkonda with even our material things, our substance, our offering. Worship. Oh, let me drink water.
Oh, yes.
From the well that is by the gate of Bethlehem.
Amen.
Willingness. How willing are you to serve the Lord? How willing are you to sacrifice your own things for the kingdom of God? How willing are you to leave your comfort zone? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
How willing are you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, let me drink water. Instead, Moses David anathela amanzi. Wabuka le sacrifice. Wabuka ukuthi namadoda atsela kuphila kwawo. Ukuthi into the woman. I see a man of God saying, I desire.
Oh, yes.
How I desire.
Oh, my God.
That you may have our own property.
Yeah.
How I desire that my children may be successful, in life.
Oh, yes.
How I desire that you may become everything that God purposed you to be.
Oh, yes.
How I desire.
Lord.
Oh, Mumtali.
My God.
Bonaki, Bonbanaki, and a Tulumai.
Oh, yes.
Lord, Lena, and a
Julia. Oh, yes.
That's the true heart of a man.
My God.
Hallelujah. Glorify. Oh, how I desire.
Yes, Lord.
Looking at the sacrifice of man, was the bit in Aranja and the Mandela on the Nigella Sumagas.
Yes, Lord.
I am Fanel. I am one night. They can't quench my thirst. But this water deserve to be the thirst of God.
Hallelujah.
Aber nicht von unserem Herzen. Because this is blood, this is not water. You're just giving yourself out. It's blood and sweat. The offering that you are bringing here, it's your blood. Can't take a walk. Who's it to be done here? Nothing that tell them at all. Don't tell them of me. But they brought blood. Because they risked their own lives. There is a man here who has to risk his life for the kingdom. There is a man here who has to risk his life for the kingdom of God. I want to assure you, you don't choose yourself into the office, but it is God who chooses man into the office. Come up on front. It's not by man doing, it's the doing of the Lord. Shabanda Kaza God, we shake your family. God, we shake everything that you touch. Just to get your focus. What you have seen that you are this. I was going to go down. It's because of the path. Oh, how my dear, the hundred. I'm a coward. And then I come back home. How do you check on the light come back on? The shaking. Oh, my taboo, that let's give our hands for the Lord. Lord, and your desires are getting in the protection, baby. Over the years, over the ministry, drive up and down. Restless because of your willingness. But I'm seven uncle uncle.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has pour tout fidèle qui nous offre.
Isaiah 41.
Isaiah 41
is not only unto these who are here speaking to me and you. Verse 18 and 19
the Bible says,
I will open rivers
in
high places and fountains. In the midst of the valley and
Hosea,
I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the acacia tree, the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set the desert, the cypress tree and the pine and the box tree together. Verse 18. I will open rivers. Every dryness in your life, every spirit of desolation, spirit of rejection, spirit of isolation, the word of God is saying there is an open river from a higher place. Some of us here, we are believing God. We are praying to God. Since the year began, we have expressed our desires unto God. But here you are today, and you are saying, 11 months have passed, and there seems to be nothing. But God is saying, I'm opening. I'm opening a river. And where God opens, no one can close. And where God closes, no one can open. Who are you? You everlasting gates. Open up for the King of Glory. To march in. To march in. If you want to stand in the gap for your family. If you want to stand in the gap for your family, I am here to say to you, God is here to do exceeding upon it. I want all that you can ask. If there's something
calling that you are asking.
On
behalf of your family. Or your children. Or your child. Please just come here. Just come here. I see God doing it. 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 God is doing it. God is doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it. God is opening rivers from high places. From high places. Do I still have somebody in the media team? Psalms
24.
I shall pray. Verse 7 to 10. Psalms 24. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, Psalms 24, verse 7 to 10. The Bible says, lift up you gates. Lift up your head, oh you gates. And be lifted up. You everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. I am declaring as a servant of God the opening of everlasting doors. There is something that has closed your gate. There is something that has closed the gate of your family. It may be physical gates. It can be spiritual gates. But it can also be covenants that were done. And they are affecting you. They are affecting your children. They are affecting everything that what you see happening in your children. You are asking yourself, where did I make or where did I hurt God? I am here to say to you, who are you? Who are you? For Jehovah Jireh, the King of glory, to march in your life, to dance in your life. You shall celebrate life, you shall enjoy life. Let the peace of God be upon you. Let the peace of God be upon you. Let the peace of God be upon you. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength.
Put your hands together to Jesus.